Before we get to the four pack, I want to send out my condolences to the Coast family, Chris Coast's family, C-O-S-T-E. Chris played Legion ball in Fargo and at Concordia for the Redhawks. But according to Facebook, some posts that Chris made on Facebook, his grandpa, Bob Coast, has passed away. And Bob was a cool guy. And I didn't know him as well as others, but Bob was a regular at the YMCA in downtown Fargo. And when Chris made his climb from Concordia to the Redhawks to the major leagues, the Phillies, and won a World Series, I do know that there was nobody prouder of Chris than Bob Coast. And Chris, Bob was a big part of Chris growing up. Grew up in with a single mother, and Bob was kind of that guy in Chris's life. And I know that it's a very important person to that family. And I consider myself a friend of Chris's. I've known him for many, many years, and so I just want to offer my condolences to that family. I'm sorry for your loss. So, Paul Juergens, KFGO news director, has stopped by. Hello.
Hi, Michael. How are you? Missed you. Were you gone, what, 2-3 days?
Like a week or so. Yeah. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people missed you.
I'm sure they did. Yep. I'm sure they did.
Yeah. It's a couple of able co-hosts. Well, let's see. One day you
just had one. Corey Mock filled in.
Did a nice job.
That's what I hear. Yeah, I went on with Corey at about 4:30 on that Thursday, and I went, wow, I guess I'm never going to call him back again because he makes me look bad. So
I texted you that day and said, nice job or something. I said,
yeah. She's filling. I got a couple of messages. Yeah. I got a couple of messages. So good. Thank you, Corey, for doing that. So
checks in the mail, right? Something like that.
Sure. I guess so. I don't know. It's not my department yet.
Oh, no. Did you turn in the paperwork? No.
Let's do the four pack.
Well, he's not, he won't be doing the show again.
Yes, he will.
He remember when? No, forget it.
Let's not do that. Let's not go down that road.
Studying.
What are you studying?
The table from the Moorhead Area Public
School
enrollment.
Oh, that one's off the list. That one's off the list. There's way more interesting stuff going on.
Ellen Hopkins, Robesfield.
Horizon Middle School.
Horizon. Oh.
Seventh grade.
Yeah. Okay.
Look at how many kids are in seventh grade at Horizon.
Not on my chart.
Well, yes, it is. It's bottom of the chart.
Down there.
444 kids or something? Some crazy number?
Is that where Big E goes?
Big E. You know whose nickname is Big E?
I do.
Yeah,
yes.
Eric Peterson.
Yes, I know a couple of Big E's.
Yeah, a lot of Big E's. Emma's not a Big E.
I noticed it. What school should you go to again?
Horizon Middle School.
Let's see. What was the enrollment?
I thought it was 440.
As of 3:30, it's 4:39. I don't know what happened.
I asked the superintendent whether she knew of anything, and she said, you'll be the first one to know.
You are.
4 o'clock, 4-pack, top 4 talk show talkers owe the day on the Mike McFeely Show. Number 4, Jurgi, a very serious situation. Syria. Right now, it looks like John Kerry, Secretary of State, is doing something. What, testifying in front of what? The Senate some intelligence committee? Is that what he's doing?
He's been up there all afternoon. Senator McQuaid questioning officials in Syria. Kerry, U.S. policy goal is not stalemate. Senator McQuaid questioning Obama administration officials in Syria. Hearing on Capitol Hill. And so that's been going on. And it sounds like support, congressional support on both sides of the aisle, as they say, is growing. I guess there are still some skeptics out there.
Of course it is. Once you start beating the war drums, they all jump on board and start waving the flag.
No boots on the ground.
No boots on the ground. Can we stop using that cliche, by
yes,
the way?
Yes, please.
Our head hits the pillow tonight.
I heard it all weekend.
At the end of the day, are there going to be boots on the ground?
No. They're saying no. The administration
Good.
Says no.
Sure.
No.
So let's just fire some missiles in indiscriminately, kill a bunch of people, and just stop. And that's going to make a point, or what's that going to do?
There's probably more to it than that. We don't know.
There?
I don't know.
We've been telling them for a week we're going to bomb them.
Not on the intelligence committee.
No boots on the... that's obvious, yes.
I don't know. I mean, it's certainly we've given them ample warning that we're coming.
Yep.
Maybe in a week, two, maybe sometime. We'll let you know.
Well, first it was going to be last Thursday. Right. We'll tell you. We're going to get you on Thursday. Nope. Friday.
Well,
nope. Saturday. Nope.
I said we didn't know which Thursday.
It could have been any Thursday.
Right. It could be a week from Thursday or 2 weeks from Thursday. So, I don't know. I'm glad I'm not in having to make these decisions. But if you use sarin gas on your own people, you think somebody should do something.
You'd hope so.
Yeah. But some of the other big boys are, you know, Russia and whatnot.
They're hands off.
Yeah. So
they're staying out of this one.
It's up to us, it seems.
Sure.
As it usually seems like it is.
It's always up to us, isn't it?
The nation's policeman.
You guys take care of it for us. So nothing's happened so far today except a bunch of guys talking, right?
Right.
Okay.
And Israel tested some missiles in the middle of the night nearby.
Israel's getting ready.
Yeah, shooting them off a ship. You know,
hey, does this one work?
It was a plan test.
That one works. How about this one? Yep, that one works.
Okay.
Number three, Jurgi, I don't know if you heard, and I know we're a couple days late and certainly more than a dollar short, but North Dakota State, they have a football squad up there in North Fargo that went down to Manhattan, Kansas. The Little Apple, we call it. And they call it too.
Is that what they call it? The Little Apple.
You know, Manhattan.
Yes.
You know, as opposed to New York City, the Big Apple. Mm-hmm. You know, as opposed to the Minneapolis.
Right.
This is the Little Apple. Oh. NDSU defeated Kansas State, the mighty Wildcats, 24-21. My, oh, my. Is this a good football team or what?
You think so? You were there.
I watched. I listened.
That last drive, what, 18 plays?
And just 18 plays?
Marched down.
80 yards?
21-7. I was going to play canasta at that point. I watched it with my college son's golf coach and listened to the game.
What is that? Augsburg?
Yeah.
Jeez.
The team was in town.
How much money do you make?
The team was in town for, you ever heard of student loans?
I have.
Paying for a long time, this kid.
Really?
They were in town for a little tournament over at Concordia. So Ted and I and the coach.
Ted?
Ted. Teddy.
Who's the, what?
That's his
name. So you're
hanging
out with the coach of the Augsburg men's golf team.
Well, he stayed at my house.
How big of a house do you have?
There was only like...
Seven of them and a coach?
No, there was five, my son and the coach.
Jeez, you guys got a big house.
We had some air beds. Bunk beds.
Augsburg low on money? They can't afford a hotel or what?
Yes, they can. But, you know, we probably saved them quite a bit of money.
Yeah.
And we cooked and we hosted them. And they went over to a friend's pool on, was it Saturday night, Friday night?
You have friends that have pools?
Yes.
What kind of neighborhood do you live in?
It wasn't in my neighborhood.
What kind of friends do you have?
South of me.
Oh, that part of town.
Yeah. So they went over there and they swam and they did fairly well in the tournament. And I think my son was 34th in the tournament. Some Canadians came down and did quite well.
Oh, yeah. They lit up Village Green, I think, on the old Friday there.
Yeah.
And the Meadows the next day. Yeah.
So it was fun.
Yeah, yeah.
So I watched the game, and I love football. Of course, I'm a Bison supporter.
You got something in your eye.
What do you mean?
Because both your eyes rolled there when you said you're a Bison supporter.
No. This is my new glasses.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Bonnie Amistadi's husband gave them to me because he doesn't use them anymore. So
his eyes get fixed or just give up?
No, I think he's got prescriptions, and these are just cheaters.
Okay. All right.
So I watched the game and listened to the game, and Scotty Miller, my oh my, I just didn't think that the Bison would be able to come back. I just thought the Cats were too much.
Yeah.
And I pleasantly surprised. Even Brent Musburger was it Saturday night during the
Musburger
all the Tostitos. he mentioned NDSU during the Clemson Georgia game, and he only said Coach Bull's name once. But I believe that he said, and just paraphrasing, but he said, and I'll tell you what, that coach up there at North Dakota State, that Craig Bowles.
Oh, he made it a plural.
Yes.
Oh, geez.
And I think he said Bowles. But it was nice to get the recognition. And I know Coach Bull has been making the rounds. Was he on with the sports huddle yesterday with Sid?
He's been doing better than that. He did eight national shows, he said. He's been all over the place nationally.
Yeah.
Doing national radio shows, national TV, New York Times.
I miss Sid on Sunday. And I presume they were to... made an effort to get Coach Bull on the program, as they have other times when they've upset the Gophers and whatnot. So, good for them. They got Ferris State coming to town.
Yeah, okay.
Talk to Ryan Gellner about that, you know, and that's no guaranteed victory there.
I'll say that it is, yeah. I know the players can't say that, but I sure can. It's a guaranteed victory.
Savor the victory, and as Coach Bull said, you know, we got to move on. You can't just
You can't live on your laurels.
No, you can't.
No, at the end of the day, you can't live on your laurels.
Everybody puts their pants on one leg
at a time. On any given Sunday, a team can beat another. You never know in this game. Number two, some troubles up Minot State way. Speaking of football programs in North Dakota State, there's a Minot State football player facing multiple charges of attempted murder and all kinds of stuff. What the heck is going on in the Magic City?
On a police officer up there. Some sort of a scuffle the other night.
Jeez.
And I know the coach was on with Joel Heitkamp today, I believe. Five players involved, they say, according to Minot Police.
Yep.
So at least one's been kicked off the team. I would think that others would follow. And he is the one that's facing the attempted murder charge. But some sort of a ruckus there involving a police call got out of hand. And I don't know where they were on the team.
There are drug charges also, right? Some other players have misdemeanor drug charges, so there was some stuff involved here.
I don't know any other details than that, other than it was quite a brawl, I understand. And I don't know if these were starters or if they're backup players, but certainly that would be a crushing blow to the Minot State team.
It would be.
Wouldn't you think?
More importantly, it's a crushing blow for the poor cop that got beat out of
two police officers.
Two officers, and number one, I'm going to change it up a little bit, Jergy, but apparently there was a boat on Lake of the Woods. Have you heard this story?
We have some information from the Lake of the Woods County Sheriff's Office. They found two bodies in a boat that was that drifted ashore. Don't know a lot more. There was another man, a 43-year-old man, in the boat. He was taken to the hospital in Baudette.
Okay.
I believe this happened, with the Labor Day Sunday afternoon. I think the boat was found adrift, and the Bureau of Criminal Investigation, or apprehension, I guess it is, in Minnesota, BCA, is involved in the case. Bodies have been sent down to St. Paul to the medical examiner's office to determine what may have happened. But two bodies found in a boat, 25-foot boat, I understand.
Mm-hmm. And the engine cover was off. They found it washed up on shore on an island or something, and that's how people knew that there was some problems.
Birch Bay, I'm not familiar with.
I don't know that part either.
I don't either. But the ongoing investigation, don't know. Was there something wrong with the motor?
If the BCA is involved, does that mean that they suspect there's some criminal activity?
Not necessarily. The Lake of the Woods County Sheriff's Office is a small department, I'm sure.
Okay.
And anytime a small department, if they got something that they really don't know what they got, the BCA's got agents around the state. They've got an office in Bemidji. If it's oftentimes you'll see the Attorney General's office in Minnesota will assist a smaller county in a criminal prosecution because they don't have that much experience. They don't have major criminal cases come before them that often, so they'll assist. This may indicate that there's more to it than just, they're just asking for some help because they have a small department and they don't have the manpower and the resources to investigate something like that. But a highly unusual story.
And there's this Birch Bay, if the BCA is involved, it's in Minnesota because Lake of the Woods is a Canadian border water.
Yes.
And if you're up there, you see Border Patrol, you see Coast Guard,
you see
everything up there. But this is in Minnesota. It's a U.S. deal.
It's a Lake of the Woods County Sheriff's Office and the BCA investigating. Okay. So
we'll follow it. Thanks, Jergy. Paul Juergens, the host of the Augs.
You were tweeting like crazy on Friday night,
I was.
Understand?
Oh, I was going crazy.
You were, holy smokes. A couple of people said to me over the weekend, boy, you know that guy. I said, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a jerk.
Boy, does he think he's something.
I do.
You were getting into fights with people?
I was getting into fights on Twitter. Oh, I was having a good time.
See, that's why I stay away from
stuff. I was having a great time. Yeah. In fact, I was sitting there in my hotel room afterward, and I didn't get back till about 1 o'clock in the morning, and then sat down, and the girls were settling down, and I sat down. I said, you know what? I'm awake. Fire away, guys. Ask me questions about the game. And then these UND people start, this is not that big of a win for ND. And I don't care. I've criticized NDSU. I've criticized you. I'm an equal opportunity ripper. But if you're going to be this UND fan on a Friday night, and you're going to be minimizing this victory for NDSU, you're a maroon. You're a moron. Just shut up and cheer on your team.
That's what you said.
Yeah, well, I called them no life rack basses.
Is that what you
called
them?
That's what I called them.
Rack bass.
Yes, rack basses.
A rack bass.
No life rack basses.
Well, I have two students that attended and graduated from the University of North Dakota. One's still there in law school.
Yeah.
But I just don't get that worked up like you would.
Well, and there were many UND fans saying, Good job, NDSU. Yeah, I'm not an NDSU guy, but wow, that's a big win. But there's always got to be these people. And maybe they just did it to get under my skin.
And boy, did they.
Well, I mean, just, you know, a bunch of no-life rack basses. That's what they are.